Divine Renunciation from Talks with Sri Ramana Maharshi. When Sri Bhagavan and Rangaswami, an attendant, were on the rocks, Bhagavan noticed someone in the ashramam rocking in a rocking chair and remarked to the attendant, "Shiva made over all his possessions to Vishnu and wandered away in the forests and wilderness and cemeteries and lived on food begged by him. In his view, non-possession is higher in the scale of happiness than possession of things." Devotee: "What is that higher happiness?" Maharshi: "To be free from anxieties. Possessions create anxieties, such as their safeguarding, their utilization, etc. Non-possession does not bring any anxieties in its train. Therefore, Shiva resigned everything in favor of Vishnu, and he himself went away happy. Divestment of possessions is the highest happiness." From talk number 225. Divesting of all possessions is indeed a great freedom. It gives great joy and peace to the one who hands over all possessions and goes forth untroubled, leaving all concerns and care for the upkeep of the physical body, including procurement of food and shelter, to Sri Bhagavan himself. We at Arunachala Ashrama and our friends have been so very fortunate to have the company of those great devotees who have gone forth in the exact same manner and are resting firmly at his lotus feet, absorbed in his grace. Has not our Dennis Hartel done just this? Bhagavan has also given assurance to us that the renunciation of all possessions is done also by investigating the nature of the ego, Atma-vichara. He states this unequivocally in verse 26 of Ulladunarpadu. The inquiry into the nature of this phantom-like ego itself is indeed the divestment and renunciation of all possessions, including the I am the body idea.
Ahantayindayin anaitamundagum, ahantayindrelindranaitum, ahantaye yavuma madalal yadidendrunadale, ovadal yavumena or.
If the ego arises, all else will arise. If the ego is not, nothing else will exist. The ego truly is all. Know, therefore, that simply to inquire what it is to renounce everything. Translation by Robert Butler. May the grace of Sri Bhagavan ever guide us to that divine renunciation and to the peace which is our real nature. Editor.